Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. As a reminder, to listen to the show on the go, just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store, and you can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. And as always, connect with us. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports, and you can email the show at Alyssa@yahoosportsradio.com. Boy, it's been a while since we've had a chance to catch up with our very own Andy Pondillo. A lot of things have been taking place in the offseason with our MLB news and notes. Good evening, Andy.
Hello. It's definitely been interesting. Winter meetings have come and gone, so now we see what the teams have. You know, they've gotten a lot of deals done, but there's still a lot of deals to be made, so it's interesting to see where we go from here.
Well, the biggest deal so far, what, is the Red Sox. David Price, what a highlight. I mean, you're talking, what, $200 million for a guy? Is he worth it?
I mean, the regular season numbers, they speak pretty loudly. I mean, this guy's probably going to be in the Cy Young race the next few years. They're going to get, I would imagine, 3 to 4 years where he's a top five pitcher in the American League. But, you know, the big concern about him is you're going to pay $200+ million for a guy that struggled mightily in postseason play. Ever since the first year he pitched in postseason play, he really hasn't been that quality of a pitcher. And when I pay $200 million, when I go all out for this ace pitcher, I want to know I'm going to have that type of guy that's going to be shut down the division series, the ALCS. And I don't know if David Price is that guy, if he's going to get over those demons or not. So I think it's a good signing for the Red Sox. But if I were general manager, I don't know if that's where I would have allocated my money.
Well, that's a big offseason move for the Red Sox, but what other kind of deals are they looking to make?
Well, they've got a bit of an issue over there in Boston with the players they've got tied up in contract. I mean, Pablo Sandoval and Hanley Ramirez look like guys that can't be moved. Dave Dombrowski comes in. He's trying to, you know, quickly turn this thing around. He's not a guy that's going to sit and wait to build the farm system. That's going to wait for a process of a bunch of guys playing together to get used to each other. He wants to make these moves now and build something immediate. And the Red Sox, you know, they had good luck doing that in 2013 before they had to blow that team up. So can they do it again? I don't really like their offense too much coming into this year. There's some dead weight in there. At the same time, it could be worse. You look at the bullpen, you get Craig Kimbrel at the back end, so now all of a sudden you have a top fleet closer. You do have some arms at the back end of the bullpen, but you also have some old arms in that bullpen and a guy like Koji Uehara. So I feel like this team is better. I feel like they could still make some moves offensively to try and add some depth to that team. Mm-hmm. But are they a really good team? I think they're a little far from that still.
He is back with us, Andy Pondillo, with our MLB news and notes. As he was talking about, the winter meetings are over. Some movement has been taking place. And tell us about the Diamondbacks. I mean, were you shocked by the signing of Greinke at over $34 million per season?
Yeah, that was a bit absurd. But you know what? Hey, the Diamondbacks, they're in an interesting position. They have the best hitter in all the National League, and Paul Goldschmidt. And that's a guy that changes the game for you. If you get in a pennant race, this is the type of guy that's going to win you games. And A.J. Pollock at the top of the order. They have a very top-heavy team. They add to that getting Zach Greinke, quite possibly a 1, 2, or 3 best pitcher in all the National League. You add Shelby Miller via trade. All of a sudden, this team, I don't know if they're the deepest team in the National League West, but right now, they're going to be the sexiest pick in the National League West. I imagine there's going to be analysts that are going to take the Diamondbacks over the Dodgers this year. I like what they've done. I feel like there's still more moves to be made. If you start going down this path in the Diamondbacks, you're starting to trade these resources for Shelby Miller. You give away your number one overall pick in Dansby Swanson. You've got to go all in at this point. I would look for them to try and get another big free agent bat and just say they're going for it for these next 2 or 3 years.
Okay, the Red Sox, the Diamondbacks. Talk to me about the Astros, because haven't they had their hands a little bit into everything, and they finally made that deal acquiring Phillies closer in Ken Giles?
Yeah, that was a big deal for the Astros. They needed a closer, and sometimes I feel like teams get desperate for relief pitching. That's a bad position to be in when you start trading a bunch of resources for a one-inning guy or a guy that will be on your team for only 2 years and pitching 56 innings a year. But the Astros in this deal, they get a guy who's only 25. They get a guy who's under club control till 2020. So it made sense for them to trade some severe resources for a guy that you know is going to be on your team for a long time. And he was pretty dang good with the Phillies. After they traded Papelbon, they didn't miss a step with Ken Giles. The biggest thing I want to see now is, you know, it's kind of weird to say this, but pitching Philadelphia, pitching in Houston are two different things right now. There's not a whole lot of pressure in Philadelphia like there used to be. The team's expected to lose. You come in, you save a game, you win a game, you lose a game. It doesn't really matter right now. With Houston, you know, obviously the expectations are going to be really high. And when you're a closer of a competitive team, there's going to be some ups and downs no matter how good you are. How do you bounce back?
Well, it's been a very intriguing offseason. It's such a pleasure to have back with us Andy Pondillo with our MLB news and notes. We're going to blink, and the start of the season will be here before you know it. Andy, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. It's so good to have you back on the show.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close and join us online at Twitter at eRadioSports. We will be right back.